Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our radio broadcast this morning. We encourage you to write your questions in the care of this church that we might give you a Bible answer for those questions. Write your questions to the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, 1369 U.S. 127 Bypass, Harrodsburg, Kentucky, 40330. We also encourage you to check out our website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. We also invite you to our worship services. Those times will be given at the end of this broadcast. We invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our question this morning has to do on the subject of giving. Questioner asks, since we are commanded to lay by and store up on the first day of the week as we have prospered, and we know that God commands us to give of our means, how much of our income should we give? And the second part of the question, would it be safe to teach the people of God today to receive a tenth? Well, I'm going to answer this question by answering the second one first, and that is the question of tithing. Do we have tithing in the Lord's church today? Tithing was an Old Testament principle. We also first read of tithes in the account of Genesis chapter 14 in the giving of tithes to Melchizedek by Abraham. But then in the book of Exodus and in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, there are instructions given concerning the responsibility of the children of Israel to tithe, which means 10%. But there is a grave misunderstanding about tithing under the old law. If we want to tell those today that we have to tithe, that is, we have to give 10%, then we have to tithe like they did in the Old Testament. They gave 10% of everything that they had. They gave 10% of their prosperity. They gave 10% of their cattle, of their livestock. They gave 10% of their grain that are harvested, and I've read if you were to add it up to all the things that they were required to give on a regular basis, the average Jew would probably give 33% of what he had in order to properly tithe unto the Lord. And so I don't think brethren want to get into the concept of teaching tithing today. But another reason we don't teach tithing today is because it's part of the old law. And that law was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2, verse number 14. If you want to prescribe to tithing, then you should go back to animal sacrifices, to the Levitical priesthood, to the penalties of 21 death penalties under the old law that were given for transgressors of that law. But yet we do none of those things, because we know that that law was nailed to the cross. We are under the law of Christ, Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 2. We know that Israel often had difficulties in their tithe, not that they didn't give, but because of what they gave and how they gave it. In Malachi chapter 3, in verse 8, we read, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what ways have we robbed you? In tithes and offering. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, and I will I not open up the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it." Now again, they complain that they had not robbed God. But God said that they had robbed him, if you continue reading, because they had offered things that were sick, diseased, and lame. And he says in one part in Malachi, "Offer it to your governor. See if he will receive it from you." You see, they were to offer the firstling of their flock. They were to offer the best, not that which was torn or diminished or lame or sick or about to die, and they would get rid of anyway. There was no true sacrifice for that. And so God would not receive that from their hand. But again, that law has passed. So let us look at the law of Christ. And the law of Christ says in 1 Corinthians 16, beginning in verse 1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given over to the churches of Galatia, so must you also do. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collection when I come. Now, another passage we want to read along with this is 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7. We're going to read verse 6 and 7. But I say this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, the law does not specify how much of our income that we should give. We are taught that the Lord loves a cheerful giver, and we are taught that we should give not grudgingly, and we are taught that we should give, in 2 Corinthians 9, that we, whoever gives bountifully reaps bountifully, and those who reap sparingly will reap sparingly. Now, we understand that there is no tax levied upon God's people today. It is not in the spirit of Christianity to force anyone to do any service to God, and that includes giving. All service must be voluntary. Surely Christians ought to do it as much as required by the Jews, even more, since we live under a better law. All Christians should cultivate liberality and generosity in the Lord's work. Now, the key in giving is the word prosper. That word prosper simply means to prosper is whatever way that we have prospered in material things. The continuing tense suggests the successful circumstances of varying prosperity. Now, do each of us prosper the same? And the answer to that is no. Each of us prosper at a different rate. We have different incomes. We have different things in which our wages are prospered. But, do we prosper? We ought to give every week as we prospered, as we have been blessed by God. Now, can a man outgive God? Can we give God too much? Let me illustrate this for you. In our secular work that most of us have, we get raises. We get raises in our income, maybe a cost of living increase, or maybe the company we work for does well, and we get a raise. Do we raise our giving? Do we give part of that increase to the Lord? Do we raise our contribution? If we don't, how are we giving as we prosper? How do we give as we've prospered if our blessings increase, if our means have increased? How does not our giving increase? Does that show a good heart? Is that giving liberally, or is that giving sparingly? I'm afraid that many of my brethren probably have given the same amount for 10, 15, maybe 20 years, and yet their income has varied in all of that time, and yet their contribution doesn't increase. Is that giving liberally? Is that giving as we've prospered? Let me give you another illustration. What about those of us who have dividends, who have investments, and those of us who invest our money in different things, maybe in stocks, maybe in land, maybe in other ventures, and we get dividend checks, or we sell something and we prosper from it. We make an investment and we prosper from it. And we get the investment and we make money from it. Do you ever give part of that to the Lord? Isn't that as we prospered? Isn't that according to as God has blessed us? Why is that exempt to our giving on the first day of the week? Let me illustrate this. Where I used to labor with in Ohio, we had a man there who worked for a company that every quarter they looked at how their company was doing, and if they were doing well, they would give their employees a bonus. I could always tell when he got one of his bonuses because our contribution spiked significantly. because I knew that he had got a bonus, and part of that bonus he gave back to the Lord. Brethren, I think that's exactly what Paul was talking about to the Corinthians when he talked about giving as we prospered. Let's say that you owned a parcel of land, and you've owned it for many years, and you decide that you don't need that land anymore, and you sell it. And it's turned out to be a sound investment because the land has multiplied in its value over time, and you make a very tidy profit. Does any of that profit belong to the Lord? If I'm giving as I'm truly been prospered, would I give part of that to the Lord? And brethren, if, and friend, if we think that we don't have to, explain to me how that's not prospering. Explain how one can prosper financially and monetarily and yet not own any of it to the Lord. Maybe many of my listeners out there this morning are men and women who have retired, and yet they've invested their money in different things, and they get yearly or maybe semi-annually, they get dividend checks. Do you give any of that to the Lord? Have you prospered? Have you been blessed? Have you profited by things that the Lord has blessed you with the opportunity to do? And if so, do you give back to the Lord? Ladies and gentlemen, I am afraid that many of my brethren and many religious people are going to lose their soul for being tight and being conservative in their giving instead of giving with liberality. Remember what 2 Corinthians 9 said. But I say to you, he who sows sparingly will reap also sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. But you know what the key here is, dear listener? It's in verse 7. So let each one give as he purposed in his heart. What does it mean as he purposed in his heart? It means planned. It means something that was given thought to. Our giving should not be something that we reach in our pocket and we reach for whatever's there, or we give God what is left after we do with it our income, whatever we want to do with it, and what we have left, we give that to the Lord. Brethren, that's not giving with purpose. That's not sacrificial giving. There's a principle taught by David in 2 Samuel chapter 24 that I believe is pertinent in our discussion. He was told to give a sacrifice in order to stop the plague that happened to Israel because he numbered the people of God in preparation to go into battle. And he went to a Jew, and he offered to buy his land and an animal in order to build an altar and to offer this sacrifice. Well, the good Jew told the king that he could take whatever he needed, the land, the animal, whatever he needed to offer, and to give it to the Lord. No, but David said, I will pay for it, because I will not offer to the Lord that which costs me nothing. If our giving to the God is not sacrificial, if it's not planned, if it's not purposed, if it's not done liberally, and if it's not done in thought to how much we've been blessed to give God all the blessings that He's blessed us with, then can we truly say that we are giving with a cheerful heart, or are we giving grudgingly? Let's not lose our soul, brethren and friend, over money. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.